Thanks, Cian. The Christmas party season is in full swing, but what are the do's and don'ts for employers and staff when it comes to festive social gatherings? The employment team at Lewis Silkin in Dublin has dealt with numerous complaints stemming from previous workplace Christmas parties and has seen an increase in grievances and complaints from employees overall across 2025. I'm joined now by head of Lewis Silkin Dublin, Shivra Rush. Shivra, Christmas parties, a night to let the hair down, but do workplace policies still apply? What should people be mindful of?
Absolutely, Gail. Certainly, you know, employers, when they're onboarding employees or, you know, training employees in workplace policies and procedures, they would always include their dignity at work policy on harassment, sexual harassment, appropriate behaviour, maybe their social media policies, etc. And they're all policies that apply at the Christmas party. And it's important, I suppose, not to think that just training somebody when they join a company is going to be sufficient. It's important to refresh it and, you know, every year, and not to be the fun police, but, you know, to remind colleagues of appropriate behaviour, even if it's not, even if the party isn't in the workplace, it's still an extension of the workplace.
So what kind of complaints are most common? What are the kind of complaints that you'd deal with?
I suppose it's when people have had a little bit too much festive cheer, and sometimes they'll engage in behaviour that's inappropriate. It can be harassment or sexual harassment. And I suppose it's important to remember that the intention is irrelevant. It's a subjective test in terms of what constitutes sexual harassment. So if it's behaviour that's offensive and undermines a person's right to dignity at work, it can constitute harassment or sexual harassment.
How quickly should something like that be investigated if there is a grievance or complaint from a social occasion like that?
Yeah, it's really important to take immediate action. I think, again, for employers not to just feel that they have a policy that sits in a cupboard. It needs to live and breathe. Employees need to be reminded of it. They need to be really clear on where they should go if they do have a complaint. I suppose important not to take knee-jerk reaction against somebody who has been accused of it, but important to investigate and be seen to be taking, you know, something like that seriously.
Is it inevitable there'll be some grievances after a big event, or is there a way to avoid them?
Yeah, there is a way to avoid them. Have the policies in place, make sure employees know about them. I think particularly since COVID, when people are working on a hybrid or remote basis, they may be not used to interacting with their colleagues as much as when they're in the office together or the workplace together 5 days a week. So just really important that people are reminded about, you know, please behave appropriately. You know, don't go overboard. You work together all year round, and the one Christmas party of the year doesn't need to be a place to go to excess.
What about people who might witness inappropriate behaviour but aren't involved themselves? Should there be specific supports for them, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, I suppose under health and safety legislation, employees have an obligation not to engage in inappropriate behaviour, and that feeds into to harassment as well. Lots of employers, so we would deliver a lot of training on dignity at work to clients, and lots of employers now are looking at bystander training. So, you know, people who might want to intervene or maybe don't want to intervene but might want to check in on a person that they think something might have happened to. Really important also as part of communication around those policies is that anybody who reports, whether they're a victim of harassment or whether they've witnessed it, that they're not, there's no penalisation or retaliation for having participated in an investigation or reported something.
When it comes to who's invited to the party, if people are on maternity leave or maybe even on sick leave, what are the rules around that?
Well, again, I think it's, you know, it's an inclusive event. It should be a way to thank all colleagues who've worked hard and, you know, maybe employers want to boost team morale and encourage team bonding. So they should invite everybody. They should also be aware maybe employees who have mobility issues and, you know, is the venue appropriate? So, we also come across situations where people feel pressure to attend, and nobody should feel pressure to attend. They may not be Christian, they may not celebrate, they may not, you know, want to be at the Christmas party, and that should be okay too.
Okay, Shivra Rush, head of Lewis Silkin Dublin, thanks for your time on the programme this morning.